Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade and Grain comments for today, Monday, October the 31st. The grains closed mixed with the summer corn down a quarter of a cent, closing at 354 and three quarters. January beans down a quarter of a cent, closing at 1011 and three quarters. And December wheat up 7¾ cents, closing at 416 and a quarter. Well, unfortunately, the export announcements this morning and good export figures for the beans really didn't do the beans a lot of good. The exports for the beans were almost 2.9 million metric tons. As far as I can remember, I think that's a near record number. The corn was 792, a bit on the light side. The wheat was actually weak at 325, but it didn't stop the wheat from rallying. Wheat rallied, I think, mainly on the weather in the south, southern plains, and across some of the southeast areas, pretty dry. Some people are saying that the droughts develop in the southeast and then move west, and that certainly may be the case. At any rate, traders wanted to put in some premium into the wheat market today. I think also in terms of the wheat, the funds were a lot more short than anybody thought they would be, so maybe we chased some of those short fund positions in. Bottom line for the wheat, not a big direction day here. We put in an inside day on the wheat, so we need to see if we can break out of it one way or another tomorrow. Beans and corn tried to rally early in the day, but the crude oil seemed to put a little bit of pressure out there. Crude oil down $1.84 a barrel. Pushed the bean oil down just a little bit here, but the bean oil, I think, could have been lower considering how bad the crude oil was. The talk is that the OPEC has made some kind of deal. Obviously, the deal wasn't too impressive for the crude oil to be down $2, almost $2 a barrel out here. The dollar finished just a couple of ticks higher. Not much input there. Gold and silver just a little bit higher here. We'll get the crop progress ratings. At 3 o'clock, we should see 75% of the corn harvested, close to 90% of the beans harvested. The wheat crop could take a little bit of a hit out here. So that could be supporting the wheat somewhat as well. But, you know, overall, like I've been saying, I thought we would rally in October. We saw a good rally in the beans and the corn. I think we can sell off a little bit here, maybe rally the wheat now. I really don't see too much out here, except the funds, in my opinion, are long too many beans and long way too much oil. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.